Annabelle Gretz. Annabelle is part of a duo called Proper Ladies, but she's also a great solo singer and a wonderful singing teacher. So, and she's starting a new series of classes in May. So if anybody's interested, just get in touch with Annabelle.
Which you should all come to. Oh, yes, this is very nice. And now for something completely different. Couldn't be more different. Yes, there are classes starting in May in Wellesley. And there's cards over there. You can find out about them. Well, it's that time of year. It's May in New England. And May always puts me to mind of the very old legends about the winter hag and the summer maiden, also known as the winter crone and the summer maiden. Some places they are two different people, and some places they are one person. I wrote a song about this many years ago, and I'm going to tell you the story that inspired it, although the song is a little different from the story. In Scotland, they say that at Samhain, which we call Halloween, the winter hag comes forth from Den Nevis and walks the land, striking it with her hammer. Wherever her hammer falls, the ground grows cold and hard, and the living things wither and die. She steals away the summer maiden and locks her in a dungeon at Ben Nevis. And wherever she walks, the rivers and streams freeze and grow hard. And when the wind blows her cape, the world is covered in a blanket of snow, deathly white. Now, at Candlemas, which we call Groundhog's Day, a white knight rides forth to Ben Nevis and unlocks the door. The summer maiden comes forth, and wherever her foot falls, the ground goes soft, and the living things begin to flower and bloom and grow. She struggles with the winter hag. And sometimes the hag is winning, you notice today? And the winds blow and it's cold and gray and the snow falls. And sometimes the maid is winning and the sun shines and the warm breezes blow and the flowers bloom. Finally, the maiden wins and banishes the hag to her home back at Ben Nevis. But the hammer of the hag sleeps under the holly tree where never a blade of grass nor a flower will you see. The crone's white mantle shields the earth in a sleep both still and cold. The maid within seeks rebirth. Sing to the new and the old. Sing to the new and the old with me. Sing to the new and the old. Sing to the new and the old. The maiden lives in the mist that rise and float in the waking dawn. Her breath as fresh as the wind is warm. Sing to the new and the old. Sing to the new and the old. The sun's sweet light calls the maid again. The ra-dee-dee-da-dee. The crone's brief reign comes to an end. Sing to the new and the old. Sing to the new and the old. Her wrinkles fade to the face of a maid. Her cheeks take a rosy hue. To the sun flies the crone as the maid's reborn. Sing to the old and the new. Sing to the old and the new. Sing to the old and the new. Sing to the old and the new.
Well, thank you, Annabelle. Let's hear it again for Annabelle. Well, next we're going to hear...